Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We all know this. When we walk into a store, we're fish. Like, if you don't realize that you're being manipulated every moment when you walk into a store,
you're dumb if you don't realize.
And it's stores, it's restaurants, it's everywhere you go.
Hotels. Everywhere.
You're being manipulated.
You are. We are. Yeah.
It's okay.
It is.
It's their job to sell crap.
It is. And it's our job to kind of, if we don't want it, we fend it off. Yes. We're in their house. They make the rules.
That's right. But some of the tricks that we just found out, there's retail experts who came out with some stuff that I did, like the stuff, the impulse buy stuff, like the Uno game up at the front of Target or whatever. I've admitted it. It gets me every time. I'm like, oh, I love Uno. And I buy one, even though I have 50 of them stacked up in my house. It's the impulse buy stuff I get. What I didn't know was, like, in the dressing room, they're messing with you even in there.
They are, and this is brilliant.
They say if you go to a dressing room with a door, they're not messing with you that much. If you go to a dressing room with a curtain, they're manipulating you because they know you feel like the curtain's not, you're not safe in there. So you go in there and you try your clothes on. If you have a door, you stand in there for 10 minutes and you're like, oh my God, I'm good. I like this because you feel safe. So they put the curtain. So you're like, it fits good enough. Let's buy it.
There it is. So you hurry up and make a decision faster. And it's usually to buy the item.
Now, if you do go into a place that has a door.
Yes.
And the mirror inside your dressing room, you're not being manipulated. But if there's a door and no mirror inside, you're being manipulated.
This is brilliant again.
Because you have to come out to look, and the employee is standing there going, oh my God, you look so cute in those.
Ding, I'm going to buy it.
I never thought about that.
Even the lighting. In those rooms and stuff, or lightings in the stores themselves.
They absolutely do this. How many times have you tried something on? Oh my God, when did I become this person? But you try something on at the store and you're like, this looks so good. And you get home, you go in the sunlight, you go everywhere, and it never looks as good.
Boom.
Ever.
Because they do these tricks.
They said they put expensive products to the right of the entrance.
Okay, wait. So if I'm walking into I'm walking into the grocery store to the right, or if I'm walking out to the right.
When you walk in.
To the right.
Because
is the expensive.
Think about how you walk into a store. You're walking into the store. Which way? I know this. In my grocery store, in Target, in Walmart, I walk in and I turn right.
Me too.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Nobody turns left when they walk into
a
store.
Because they kind of make me go to the...
Yes!
I could go to the left.
You could.
But I always start to the... Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
And then go all the way.
So they have all the stuff, right away to like...
To the right of that door.
Yes.
Because most people are right-handed, and so they're...
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're not.
I'm not.
But you still go right.
Go to the right.
Because you've been trained... To go right.
And it always takes me through the produce, the last section of a grocery store I have any need for. It's always taking me through the fruits and vegetables first.
So they put the inexpensive stuff, the sale items, to the left.
To the left then.
Because they don't want you to get them. They want you to spend the money on the high dollar stuff.
In fact, I'll take it a little bit further too. I read somewhere that for the high-end stuff, they'll put a special spotlight on that high-end thing, so it automatically catches your eye.
It goes back to the lighting. They're tricking you with the lights.
Wow.
Isn't that great? Victoria's Secret, by the way, with the lights, their lights emit a pink glow, so it makes your skin look better.
Brilliant.
And like they said, if things are really lit up, your eyes are drawn to it, and you're like, I have to have that.
And I know with the dressing rooms or stuff, that's a lot of women are in dressing rooms more than men, but that still affects with the curtain thing in that door, with the curtain, I'm
I never thought
up.
About the curtain, but you, tell me you don't hurry up.
Absolutely.
You absolutely do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start going to groceries. I know I'll fail, but I'm going to try to go in.
And go opposite of
and go left.
See, but where am I?
Oh my God! It's the lost world!
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.